WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom with a side of real talk. Ever feel like you're running on empty? Like you're constantly pouring from an already depleted cup? We've all been there. But what if I told you the key to unlocking true emotional well-being starts with something radical? Something that might sound a little counterintuitive at first. Prioritizing self-love. Don't worry, this isn't some fluffy, treat-yourself kind of self-love. This is about cultivating a deep respect and understanding for your own needs, values, and boundaries. It's about recognizing your inherent worthiness and building resilience against the constant demands of modern life. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you harness the power of self-love to build emotional resilience. First up, know your values. Think about what truly matters to you, your passions, your beliefs, your goals. What makes your heart sing? Once you identify those core values, they become your guiding stars, helping you make decisions aligned with your authentic self. Ever felt torn between two paths? Knowing your values can be the compass, leading you towards choices that nourish your soul. Next, set healthy boundaries. Boundaries aren't about being selfish, they are about protecting your energy and well-being. It's about saying no to things that drain you and yes to experiences that energize you. Think of it like this. Imagine your life as a beautiful garden. You wouldn't let just anyone trample through, right? Setting boundaries is like creating a fence around your precious garden, allowing only those who respect its beauty and vitality to enter. Thirdly, practice self-compassion. We all make mistakes, we all stumble sometimes. But how we treat ourselves during these moments matters immensely. Instead of beating yourself up, practice kindness and understanding. Remember that everyone makes errors, it's part of the human experience. Treat yourself with the same gentleness and forgiveness you would offer to a dear friend going through a tough time. Now, cultivate mindfulness. Being present in the moment allows you to truly appreciate the beauty around you and within you. Take those deep breaths, savor your morning coffee, listen to the birds chirping. These little moments add up to a richer, more fulfilling life. When you're mindful, you're less likely to get caught up in negative thoughts or anxieties about the past or future. Finally, prioritize self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are lovely. It's about consciously taking actions that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's going for a walk in nature, reading a good book, spending time with loved ones, or simply having some quiet time to reflect, makes self-care a non-negotiable part of your routine. Think about a time when you felt truly overwhelmed. Now imagine yourself responding to that situation with a sense of calm and clarity, knowing your worth and setting healthy boundaries. That's the power of self-love in action. It doesn't mean ignoring challenges or pretending everything is perfect. It means facing them with courage, resilience, and a deep understanding of your own needs. You know that feeling when you're finally able to say no to something that drains your energy? Or when you prioritize taking care of yourself even when things are hectic? That's self-love in action. It feels good, it empowers you, and it paves the way for genuine emotional well-being. So remember these key takeaways. Know your values, set healthy boundaries, practice self-compassion, cultivate mindfulness, and prioritize self-care. These are your tools for building resilience, cultivating inner peace, and living a life that truly aligns with your authentic self. Remember, you deserve to feel good. You deserve to thrive. Start prioritizing self-love today and watch as the magic unfolds. Join me tomorrow for another dose of daily stoic power, where we'll explore more practical tips and insights for living a more fulfilling life. Until then, stay strong, stay true, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.